The new trade agreement with Mexico and Canada brings more certainty to the U.S. economy. That's a good thing. But here's something else to worry about. New estimates from the Congressional Budget Office show that our government's borrowing is off the charts by historical peacetime standards. According to the CBO, in just a few years, we'll be spending more money to pay the interest on our national debt than we will spend on our defense or Medicare. To put it another way, the U.S. has become one of the most indebted nations on earth. We asked the world's Jason Margolis to help tell us what that actually means.
A few years ago, when the Republican Party didn't control all the reins of government, deficit hawks like Congressman Paul Ryan were constantly banging the drum about the perils of a rising U.S. debt. Here's Ryan speaking to CNN in 2012.
We have a debt crisis right in front of us, and what brings down great empires, past and future, is debt, and they're doing nothing to prevent it.
And here's Donald Trump speaking to CBS when he was running for president.
I will tell you, we are sitting on a time bomb, and Hillary Clinton doesn't have a clue. And President Obama has pretty much doubled the debt since he's been in office. And somebody's going to pay a big price. We have to start chopping that debt down.
But once Obama was out and Trump was in, Republicans were singing a different tune. Under Trump and Speaker Ryan, spending has gone up and the Republican tax cuts have blown a bigger hole in the budget. Today, the U.S. debt sits at $21 trillion. A huge, scary figure, but also kind of meaningless by itself.
Where the threshold is of too high, we don't know. But rising forever is definitely an unsustainable big problem. And we're the only advanced economy on an unsustainable course.
Economists like Jason Furman at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government study what's called the debt-to-GDP ratio, how much a country owes versus how much it generates.
All the other advanced economies, it's falling.
Germany, France, Mexico, Argentina, Mongolia, they're all carrying a smaller debt-to-GDP ratio than the U.S. If you look at a list of how we rank internationally, the U.S. is sandwiched between Bhutan and Jamaica. We're carrying our heaviest debt load since World War II. Economists say when you're in a time of recession, it's time to spend, to get the economy going again. When the economy is roaring along, as it is now, it's a good time to save, says Chris Edwards. He's the director of tax policy studies at the Cato Institute, a libertarian think tank in Washington.
The Republican Party used to be outside of the national defense area, sort of the party of spending restraint, but they no longer are. You don't hear anything about spending restraint from the major Republican leaders, and the fact that we're in the 10th year of an economic expansion now, and debt keeps rising is really extraordinary and very irresponsible. Unless Congress fundamentally changes its path, we are headed for a Greek-type crisis.
But what exactly could that mean?
The rising debt, could create this crisis situation where interest rates spike. The government has to take drastic actions, perhaps, you know, cutting benefits, Social Security and other benefits radically, or hiking taxes dramatically, which will damage the economy.
Social unrest, people taking to the streets as their savings evaporate. Could that happen in the United States of America? Mark Goldwine doesn't see us as the next Greece, but he does think we should be paying more attention to the debt.
One of the scary things about debt is we probably won't know we're too deep in debt until it's too late.
Goldwine is a senior policy director with the nonpartisan think tank, the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
I don't think we're headed for a Greek-like crisis because, unlike Greece, we borrow in our own currency and we can actually make our own currency. But I do believe that our current path is unsustainable. And I do believe that if there isn't a course correction at some point, we will face a financial crisis. We will actually potentially create a global financial crisis.
That's not as bleak as a full-scale Greek crisis bordering on anarchy. Jason Furman at Harvard doesn't think either of those scenarios is likely. He served as chair of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors and says the debt should have never been our number one issue in the first place.
But I don't think it should drop off the list of concerns entirely either.
When it comes to the United States debt right now, he says he subscribes to the termite in the woodwork theory.
that every year they chip away at your prosperity a little bit and leave you a little bit worse off, but without everything ever being really dramatic.
Still, after a while, your house will need to be fixed. And continually delaying repairs, we all know that's going to cost you. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.